Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. We are here to recap your Wednesday of baseball action and get you ready for Thursday, April 13th, where we have about seven games to get going for you. Two early games, five late games on a fun little Thursday of action. Let's get to the recent news and notes to get you caught up on Wednesday. DJ LeMahieu was out of the lineup on Wednesday. He's dealing with a quad tightness and is considered day-to-day, according to manager Aaron Boone. Hopefully not too bad, as the Yankees are battling some injuries throughout the club, so they need DJ around. Let me sit down on this one, because this stunned me too. The Cubs spent money. Yes, they did. Ian Happ signed a three-year, $61 million extension with the Cubs, including a full no-trade clause. So Happ, who was almost traded at the deadline last year, has a chance to stay in a club for at least three more years. So that's good to see. Corey Seager, as the shortstops continue to hit the floor, Corey Seager was placed on the IL with a grade 2 hamstring strain, which take a minimum of 4 weeks to recover from. Leody Tavares was recalled from AAA. We know Tavares from the past. A little bit of power, a little bit of speed. He's had some hot streaks, had some very cold streaks. So we'll see how he goes and see what the playing time looks like. He started on Wednesday, but it still is a crowded situation in Texas. But more importantly, Corey Seager to the IL as Texas keeps piecing things together for now. Some good news for Philadelphia. Bryce Harper is going to learn to play first base. He brought that suggestion to the team because it'll help him get going faster, get on the field faster, because he can't go. He would have DH, just not changing that timeline. But going to the outfield compared to first base is a big difference. Original timeline still is around the All-Star break, but there was a little bit of new good news. Harper has been cleared to hit in game situations. The only thing he's not cleared for right now is sliding into bases. So he actually may be closer than we think. Once they clear him for sliding activities, he might be able to rock and roll. So this is great to hear for Bryce Harper. Carlos Correa, I think every day so far this week I've said, hey, he sat out with a back injury. He's day-to-day, supposed to play tomorrow. Well, Carlos Correa misses four straight games due to a back injury, but is expected to play tomorrow. So we'll see how this one goes. This is annoying. This has already given me flashbacks to Luis Robert last year, where he plays and doesn't play. That's the worst thing in the world. Travis d'Arnaud, who went to the IL for the 7-day IL for a concussion recently, is recovering nicely from his concussion and is expected to be back at the minimum of the 7 days. So that's great to hear for d'Arnaud managers out there. Lars Nootbaar, who at one point was ready to play on Monday but has many setbacks, he took swings on Wednesday. They're going to reevaluate him on Thursday. If he's doing well and he bounces back fine, he could start a rehab assignment as early as Thursday to hopefully get back, I'd assume, at the beginning of next week. Again, another shortstop hits the floor. Kyle Farmer, this one was nasty, though. He left Wednesday's game after getting hit in the face by a pitch from Lucas Giolito. Luckily, no fractures in his face. He's going to have surgery on Thursday. A little bit of facial surgery because he has a massive cut on his cheek, but mainly a ton of dental surgery. They're going to basically redo his mouth and his jaw, and it's going to be nasty, but no fractures. He's going to be out for some time, though. Think Kevin PR a year or two ago to see how that one went. That's what I'd expect from for Kyle Farmer's situation. Boston Red Sox fans out there, Masataka Yoshida was scratched from Wednesday's game with a hamstring soreness. He's considered day-to-day. They're pretty optimistic he'll be back in their next game, but we will wait and see. That's a big blow because Yoshida's playing some pretty good ball as he opened up the season with the Sox. Hopefully it's nothing too major. Brian Bello, a guy I've been big on coming into draft season for the Red Sox, threw six innings, allowing one run on a rehab start on Tuesday in AAA. And according to manager Alex Cora, it is up in the air if he needs another rehab start or will start his next start with the Red Sox at the beginning of the next week. Us fantasy managers would love to see him come back next week, but he may need one more rehab start. So keep a close eye and ear on that news, or just listen in to the First Pitch podcast every morning, brought to you by PitcherList.com, and we will have you covered and let you know what Brian Bello's schedule looks like once it's announced. Oh, wait, here we go. Another shortstop hits the floor. Orlando Arcia left Wednesday's game with a wrist injury after he was hit on the wrist by a pitch. Ari Adrianza came into the game to play shortstop. We know the Von Grissom saga and other options that might be in AAA. We'll keep an eye on that. There'll be more evaluations on Arcia on Thursday, but never good getting hit in the wrist by a pitch. Hopefully nothing too major. Another shortstop hits the floor. Miguel Rojas left Wednesday's game early after pulling up on an infield single. He's been battling a left groin injury off and on throughout the season already. Chris Taylor came in and played shortstop. This is another big blow to the Dodgers, let alone fantasy managers around, as shortstops gone wild. It's going to be crazy with all these guys going down. I named three or four today. Count Correa in there, that's fine. Tim Anderson's gone down, and many more. It's been just a slew of shortstops hitting the IL, and it's just not good. Not good at all right now. What is good, if you're a Dodgers fan, will be Max Muncy as we talk about the hitting highlights from Wednesday. And for those that keep track at home, Max Muncy loves facing the Giants. This is just a fact. And on Wednesday, he went 2-for-5 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. He pinch hit on Tuesday. So he started Monday, started Wednesday. In those two starts, Max Muncy had 5 total hits, 4 home runs, and 11 RBIs versus the Giants. Yep, he loves them, and I'm glad he's leaving town tomorrow. Wander Franco of the Tampa Bay Rays, the red-hot Tampa Bay Rays, went 3-for-5 with 3 doubles, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and a stolen base on Wednesday night. Franco is starting to put it all together, folks, on the season. He's hitting .340 with 4 home runs, 9 runs scored, 12 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. We knew the hit tool was there. We knew the batting average was there. The question was, would the power come with it eventually? So far, so good in the power department, as Wander Franco looks like the real deal. And those that took a chance on a potential value at ADP are loving life in a big, big way right now. Big meat Pete Alonso, 2-for-3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a walk on Wednesday. On the season now, he's only hitting .250, but if you look, he has a ridiculously low BABIP. He's still hitting the ball insanely hard. That positive regression will be coming for Pete Alonso. But he's hitting .250 with 6 home runs, 11 runs scored, and 12 RBIs. Don't worry about Pete. If someone in your league is worried about Pete, make sure you go trade for Pete Alonso, because he's going to be just fine. For more details on the day's top hitters and more, check out the Daily Batters Box article over at PitcherList.com. Starting pitching highlights on your Wednesday. We were all looking forward to Taj Bradley's big league debut, and he did not disappoint. 5 innings, 3 earned came later in the start. 5 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Now, I need to dig deeper into the start, because when I see 9 whiffs on those 8 strikeouts, that's a little interesting. I expected more. But he did have a 35% CSW, so he's getting a lot of called strikes, which could be good too. He's fooling hitters, or they're trying to get a feel for him. Who knows? But a 35% CSW and only 78 pitches. Good stuff in his debut from Bradley. Looking forward to what's next for the young stud. Brad Keller. We're talking young studs here. Brad Keller's in the conversation right now, folks. 6 2/3, 1 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks against the Texas Rangers. He had 11 whiffs, a 30% CSW on 105 pitches. Brad Keller has noted he has changed kind of his mechanics and the pitch mix so far this season, and he is rolling with it. He now has 2 earned runs or less in all 3 of his starts, and the 1 walk and 7 Ks tonight was a huge improvement over previous outings. These were by far his best walk and strikeout totals. But he's giving you the innings. He's limiting the damage. He's been very, very effective so far. We've ridden out time like this with Brad Keller before, so I understand the concern if you're going to take a chance on Brad Keller, but he could be a nice streaming option, especially in deeper formats right now. Kevin Gausman keeps getting it done. There's been concerns about, you know, velo's down, but he keeps getting the whiffs, and he's been successful. Well, he did it again on Wednesday night. 8 innings pitched, 3 earned, 5 hits, not bad, 0 walks, and 11 strikeouts for Kevin Gausman versus the Detroit Tigers. He had 20 whiffs, a 36% CSW, and 103 pitches thrown. That is outstanding. In a world where many aces are struggling or getting hurt right now, even with depleted velocity, Kevin Gausman has been very, very sharp. Tonight's 3 earned runs are the first earned runs he's allowed all season, which is impressive. 6 total runs, 3 earned now on the season, and has 25 Ks to just 3 walks over 20 innings pitched. Kevin Gausman has been outstanding, and is on his way to an AL Cy Young-type campaign if he can keep up 90% of this throughout the rest of the season. Make sure to tune in to the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and to read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. All right, relief pitchers. Not too much going on, but a couple things I would definitely monitor, if not maybe take some small bids in on Fab. Adam Ottavino got the save for the Mets, his first save of the season on Wednesday. And you might wonder, okay, was David Robertson just getting the day off or something? No. David Robertson came in with 2 outs in the 7th, got out of the 7th, shut down the 8th, so he pitched an inning in the 3rd. Technically, that was high leverage. Not going to knock that, it was. But that was very interesting to see that happen. Ottavino pitched the 9th, picked up the save. Jose Quijada with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim picked up his 2nd save of the season. He has 1 more save than Carlos Estevez on the season. But the caveat is Estevez had the day off because he's been worked the last few games, got a save on Tuesday night. It's just a weird, I guess, luck is Estevez gets used in non-save situations, and then they finally have a save situation, and it's his day off. I don't know, but I keep monitoring this one just because for the fact that if Quijada's going to keep getting these kind of chances, deeper formats, he's definitely live. Definitely live if him and Estevez are basically sharing the role is what it's coming down to right now. Not on purpose. It's just the way the scheduling and the workload's been going, but it is something to definitely keep an eye on. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information for all things relief pitching. All right, let's get ready to preview your Thursday, April 13th action. Before we do, let's take a quick break from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Before we get into Thursday's action, let's get a quick look at the weather with our buddy Mark Paquette.
Thank you very much, Brian. Well, on this short slate of games, we will have no more weather issues. This remarkable stretch of dry weather. Besides that one crazy day, I think it was a week ago today, with all those postponements, there hasn't been one since. Just a remarkable stretch of dry weather for so early in the spring. Look for it to be very hot. Summer-like heat in Baltimore and New York tomorrow as both AL East foes play home games. That's about it for now. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Much appreciated there. Let's look at some DFS targets on the day. Only 5 games on the main slate. So we're looking at the Toronto Blue Jays versus Spencer Turnbull, who has not looked good to start the season. Not looked good at all. I love the way the ball is flying out of Toronto so far to start the year. So you got your Vladitos. I'm still a Matt Chapman. He's my top play right now with the Jays. He's not priced as high as Vladito and Bichette. And he's locked in right now. I like Bichette. I like Vlad. But give me some Matt Chapman. I love the price on Dalton Varsho on Thursday as well. And then you got some other cheapies if you need to in Toronto. And then the other game would be Cincinnati in Great American Small Park going against Bailey Falter. Falter isn't horrible. He's pitched okay. But you give me the Reds in Great American Small Park versus a lefty. They have a lot of right-handed power in that lineup and a lot of discounted right-handed power. Like India's not discounted, but you have like Marrero and you have Will Myers and a couple other guys. You can definitely get some discounted Reds action in Great American Small Park. All right, your pitchers that I'm looking to target on this five-game main slate. Nick Lodolo, I know it's Great American Small Park. It does not faze him. He gets the Philadelphia Phillies, who he dominated his last time out, and all the firms dominate once again. So let me stick Lodolo. And then Jordan Montgomery going up against Pittsburgh. Jomo, all kinds of strikeouts and swings and misses in his last outing, which was great. Now he gets the Pittsburgh Pirates, a team you can have some fun with, especially in a pitcher-friendly ballpark in St. Louis. So give me Jomo on the mound versus the Pirates. All right, some things I'm looking forward to on this Thursday action here. The Rays have one of the early games, and I want to see if they can keep this winning streak going. They are locked in. They're beating up on teams. Even when opposing teams finally score runs, the Rays put up a 9 spot. They just can't be stopped. Their pitching has been really good. Fairbanks has back-to-back saves now, which is great to see. I want to see if the Rays can keep this streak going. As everyone said, oh, they had easy matchups in their first two series. Well, they might sweep the Boston Red Sox. And I know the Red Sox aren't the World Series Red Sox of old. They're still the Red Sox. So that'll be fun to keep an eye on Thursday. And then Johnny Brito, looking forward to seeing that as well. He got, you know, recalled. He's back in the rotation for now with all the injuries that the Yankees are having. I want to see if he can keep pitching well. His strikeouts weren't as high as last outing as they were against the Giants, but he's still very effective. Limited damage, gave him the innings they were looking for. I want to see if he can do that again on Thursday in a very favorable matchup. So that'll be big because he could take the spot of Clark Schmidt, who has not been good at all. So a little Johnny Brito time to get you through your Thursday. All right, everybody, that'll wrap us up. But before we leave, make sure you go to PitcherList.com, become a PL Pro member, check out PitcherList Pro, PitcherList Plus. Gets you all kinds of great stuff there. You got the Discord that comes with it, which is awesome. It's always popping off. Great conversations in there for baseball and fantasy baseball. All kinds of goodies there. You got great tools that they've come up with at PitcherList.com, plus more stuff they're working on to make it a bigger and better product for everybody involved. But on that note, everybody, we have a small Thursday, which means I'll have a lot of other stuff to talk about for you tomorrow. But enjoy your Thursday. Enjoy a couple day games. Enjoy the evenings. And more importantly, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric. But this was your First Pitch podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com for Thursday, April 13th. Catch you guys next time.
This has been the First Pitch podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.